B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Objection, Your Honor. Can we clarify to the court whether the witness is stating opinion or fact?
This is your opinion?
It's a fact.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. Morning Court's in session. Hey. It's a new day. Some courts are actually taking place on Zoom.
Yeah.
And Brian is Zooming from his house, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
For an abundance of precaution.
He should change his Zoom background to a courtroom.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Wow.
You could do that, Brian.
Me. Sorry.
All right. So Brian's in the basement, hunkered down there. That's all good. But we're going to do a morning court today. I got an email from Luke. Luke. He was at a bar Saturday night, and this couple was sitting there loudly watching the Alabama-LSU game. Now, there are only 10 customers there. It's my favorite hangout. This guy was loudly cheering, and even his girlfriend was waving a pom-pom. Well, that is way over the top. Twice, he turned to me to apologize. I was not offended since the guy was so blatantly seeking attention. I thought I'd tease him. So I asked him, hey, why did Louisiana cancel its live nativity scene? Answer, because they couldn't find three wise men and a virgin.
Classic.
Luke's words, not mine.
Oh my God.
You would have thought I shot the guy's dog. He responded with complete sarcastic bitterness, skulked off, and left his girlfriend there for a while. A few minutes later, he came back and actually asked me to repeat the joke. He then asked me where I'm from. And I tell him, and he proceeds to ask how my college football teams are doing, as if I care. He then walked out of the bar with his girlfriend without paying their tab.
Whoa.
Okay? So the owner says to Luke, great, thanks, nice job.
Yeah.
He's a good customer. They're from the South, so they're Alabama. And now he walked out. You should pay it. You should pay the bill. Luke didn't. Felt bad and said, ha ha, sorry, didn't mean to offend anybody.
He didn't say ha ha. Is Luke wrong?
Wants to know,
and should he go back and pay the
should
bill?
Should he go pay the bill? He didn't say how much it is, but it's a bar tab.
All right, so it's not that much, you know. I mean,
yeah. Watching a game, ordering some food.
Yeah. It's a bar.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
However, people are on edge these days.
Mm.
You want my opinion?
Well, sure. Go ahead.
I think
what's
that
your take?
Luke should go back to the bar, pay the bill.
Yeah.
You know, say like, sorry, you know, I certainly didn't mean it. Like, it's a joke. It's a bar. And I think that everyone will realize they all overreacted. And if he ever sees the Louisiana guy again, just go to the other side of the bar and pretend he doesn't exist.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's good.
That's
advice.
What I would do.
You say he should go pay it.
Just
all right,
pay
let's
it.
Just find out what
the
listeners think. 888-410-1057. Should Luke go back to the bar and apologize and pay the bill, just to kind of pay it forward. So,
do you think that joke was offensive?
It was kind of funny.
I thought it was funny. I mean, they're offensive jokes, but
Louisiana,
it's not that bad.
They don't like that joke. anyway, so what's your take? What should Luke do? 888-410-1057. My thoughts are it's a sports bar. That's the whole idea. You razz each other.
Right.
Have a little bit of fun. The guy didn't like it. So walked out on his bar tab.
Baby.
All right, 888-410-1057. Is Luke wrong? Bob, LBF, and Brian. Little morning court session today. Luke was at a bar this past weekend. I guess it was Saturday night, the Bama-LSU game. Right?
Yep.
Thought he'd tell
I was watching it.
Funny joke. Sure you were, LBF. They're a sports bar. He told a joke that offended the guy from Louisiana. The joke, in case you missed it, is why did Louisiana cancel its live nativity scene? Because they couldn't find three wise men and a virgin. Okay.
I mean, it's not.
Classic.
It's
okay. Anyway, the guy was offended, walked out on his bar tab. The owner of the bar, who Luke knows, is not happy. Thinks he should have paid it, but Luke kind of laughed it off and left. Now he's feeling guilty.
Yeah.
So what should he do if he did anything? So let's take a call. ROR, good morning.
Hello, this is Laureen from Lynn, Massachusetts.
Hey, Laureen. What do you say? What should Luke do?
Luke, I'm calling about the joke.
Oh, okay.
I think he should go back and apologize, but I got to tell you, I thought that joke was a riot.
It was funny. Right?
It's a funny joke.
I am a good Catholic, and I was rolling. I work at the Circle K in Salem. A shout out to all my coworkers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the kitchen by myself laughing my butt off.
We're going to send Luke to your place.
Right. He'll tell you all the jokes.
Oh, yeah. Come in. Try my peaches. He'll love them.
Try Lauren's peaches?
I listen to you guys every single morning. I've tried it in Luke's. When you were doing your crossword puzzle, LB,
oh, yeah.
I tried to get in there.
That's right.
To try to help you.
There we go. Lauren,
oh,
you got to
so
go.
Great.
It was pizzas, not peaches.
Okay.
don't ask for her peaches.
Thanks,
do
Laureen.
Not, no. Those, yeah. Not a good thing.
Take care, you Thanks. Guys. Happy holidays and stay safe.
Okay, bye, Laureen.
Why are you harassing our callers?
I am not. Okay, so it's
HR would beg to differ. Okay.
All right, James, what's your take on Luke's situation? Should he do anything?
Pay nothing.
He
paid his tab. Why should he pay the guy's tab that walked out that got offended?
See, now that's my take on it. It's a sports bar.
That's too bad. It's a sports bar.
And LBF, though, you think you ought to go pay it.
You just get up and walk out?
I know.
If they're good customers, when they come back, they should pay it.
Right. If you're offended, you know, pay your bill and leave. If you don't want to come back, don't come back. You just don't
Sometimes
walk
I just like to throw money at a problem.
You don't skip out and screw the waitstaff out of their tip.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Thank you, James. All right. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Roxanne.
Hey, Roxanne.
Ooh, Roxanne.
That's a police song. Just,
I know.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Roxanne.
I hate that song. Yes.
You hate that song. Why would you hate that song?
I don't know.
No, I got you. Roxanne, what would you do?
Okay. I think the guy that ran out on the bill was wrong. I mean, the bar owner had nothing to do with his little tiff with whatever his name was there.
Yeah, Luke.
Luke, yeah, so...
We're not sure if Laura was there, but I think it was just Luke.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm in agreement with you, Roxanne. You know, you just don't walk on your bill because you got your
knickers
upset.
In a twist.
Your knickers are twisted. Thanks, Roxanne.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. ROR. All right. What's your name?
Hi. This is Roy.
Roy. What do you say, Roy?
Well, I was saying, as far as I'm concerned... The guy had no right to walk out without paying the bill. I mean, he didn't even tip the bartender.
That's what everybody's saying.
Should go after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should go after him and turn around and get him to pay this bill.
Yeah, you just walk out on your because you're upset.
You can't take a joke.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's a sports bar. Okay, listen, if you were at a fine dining establishment, someone's razzing you.
So the only reason that I say that he should go back and just pay the bill and make nice with the bartender is because, and I think this was in the email, Luke goes to this bar all the time, and like it's his favorite place, and he's friendly with the bartender. And so, if you just go back and like a mea culpa, throw some money at the problem, and then it's all done.
I mean, that's right. You're because your dad, LBF, taught you throw money at the problem. Guess what? I'm your problem. Today, I'm your problem. Throw some money.
Not every problem.
Okay. Thanks, Roy.
Bye. All righty. Wow. Okay.
Well, I think we had a consensus here that most people say, listen, the guy should have paid his own bill. It's a sports bar. Just get over it, okay?
Yeah.
So you can still chime in, but LBF, I hear what you're saying.
Right?
Just pay the guy. Just move on.
Yeah, then you never think about it. Like, I want to avoid, and I think I want people to avoid, looking back at a situation, remembering it, and not cringing.
Right.
Be like, I made that right.
Made that right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what Luke does. Anyway, 888-410-1057. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
We are going to talk a little bit about the break-in at the Brady's in Brookline yesterday. That's a lot of alliteration.
I like that. Very
wow.
good.
Isn't that
what
fun?
Is Channel 7 News?
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
I love alliteration.
Break-in at the Brady. Okay. In Brookline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.